Hi, everyone. I thought I'd come on the microphone and say a few words. I just talked to Sherry on the mobile Skype about a minute ago, and I called her back on the computer Skype, and I guess we're going to talk a little bit and play a few tunes. See, she said she was going to send me some tunes, so we could talk a little bit and play some tunes. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, Steven.
Just got done hosting Joan there a few minutes ago, and Lori wanted me to do
that. I'm gonna have to listen to the archive.
Well, yeah, I think I'm gonna have to send it over to somebody so they can put it up on the archive. But yeah, you can do that. I think she's got a place now for archives. I'm not sure, but how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. This was a fun weekend. What did you do?
Well, we just had the party last night, but I went to bed early. I it's been snowing like crazy over here for, well, since Christmas Eve. last Sunday, 7 days ago, we've had like 18 inches in the last 8 days.
Wow. All right. Well, there's your makeup.
Yeah. Yeah. I've snowblowed about 3-4 times. And before that, my stepdad snowblowed once. And it's just keeps coming down. It's cold, and winter is officially here. I hope we kind of have an old fashioned winter. I'd like to get some ice on the lake so I can do some ice fishing.
Oh, that's right. You and your stepdad, you go up and
Yeah, we've had to go way up north. We've had to go travel 8-9 hours just to find enough ice because it hasn't been cold enough down here where we live in the past few years. But I'm kind of hoping that changes this year so we can ice fish around here.
Ooh, that would be nice. Yeah, that would be very cool. Well, it is definitely, we don't have, I mean, it's been really weird weather because we got a little bit of snow, covered the ground a little bit, but it's sticky. It's staying because it's so cold. I mean, it's, what, 10, 11, 12 degrees all day long?
Yes, the awful. Same here. Yeah, it's currently like 3 degrees right now. It's supposed to get to, I don't know, -6 or something like that, -7.
Yeah, I'm not into this.
I know, you're one of those people, you told me that like it warm, right?
Do what?
I said, you like it warm, don't you?
Yeah, I like it warm. I like it, like here in the summertime, you know, it can get close to 100 degrees. That's, you know, when it gets over 100, it's a little hot. But yeah, I like it to be between 80 and 95.
It's not really humid up there, though, is it?
No, it's really dry.
Wow.
Which makes all the difference.
Yeah. Around my area, it is quite humid. I'm just 30 miles from Lake Michigan, and we get all the humidity right off the lake. And
oh, yeah, no, that's not good. Because then you get out of the shower and you're sweating.
Oh, yeah.
Sweating all the time. Yeah,
you're still sweating because you're trying to get cool.
Your body's freaking out.
Trying to cool down, yeah.
No, it's not like that here. It's such a dry climate. And that's even in the wintertime. And that's when I go up to Washington or different areas, even though it's not as cold in temperature, I freeze my ass off because it's so wet.
Well, it's a bone chilling cold up there, isn't it? It's a humid cold. It's a humid cold. Yeah.
I'm not into that. I'm very, the mountain living here, the mountain climate is so dry that, yeah, it's a totally different deal. We don't have the same kind of air, but definitely don't get as cold. Can you hear Harlequin?
Yes, I heard a groan in the background there.
She has become such a rat.
Are you going to jump in a chat quick, or?
Oh, that's right. I always kind of forget. I couldn't get into the chat the other day.
Well,
which I thought was weird.
Yeah.
Oh, there I am.
Yeah, but I was gonna play a Michael Bublé song, and we could go after that. Talk some more if you wanted.
We can go into that. I'm looking for songs, is what I'm doing. I was looking for some upbeat music that's not completely obnoxious.
I've got one that says Michael Bublé, "Feeling Good," so I'm kind of hoping this is gonna be a upbeat song. I don't know.
Okay, well, let's play that one, and then when we come back, we can talk about a few things. I have been doing a lot of research over the weekend and doing a lot of watching on Gaia TV. So, of course, they have a lot to say about what's happening. And we actually have 2 full moons in January, which is not usually, you know.
Right. We must be having, I guess we must have 5 weeks in January coming up.
That's what I was looking at it. And I guess it is. It's
Yes, we
well,
do. Yes, we do have 5 weeks.
yeah, but it's just barely. I mean, it's still, you know, because it goes from Monday, then the 31st is on a Wednesday. So it's, yes, you've got an extra, it's a little longer, but it's the super moon at the beginning of the month, and then on the 31st, just having another full moon without really being any kind of, it's not a super moon, it's not really named, it's not really anything, it's just kind of floating out there, but it's an intensifier for what's then coming in February. So a lot of cool stuff happening in January. This should be an interesting year.
Well, let's go ahead and mute out and I'll play this song then.
Sounds good.
Okay, and that's the end of that song there. So I think Sherry, she says she wasn't listening to the
I wasn't listening because if I do, then there's a delay.
there's a big delay, about 40
Yeah, so
seconds.
then I'm still, you know, doing
Wait,
my
waiting on me to say hi, Sherry. Come on back now.
thing and exactly. That's never good. So yes, yeah, so I turned that off. So coming into the new year, how do you feel about it?
Well, for the first time, I'm actually kind of excited. And I don't know. I really have hated the holidays for a long, long time. They just don't really do much for me.
But
And
now
they
this year, why do you feel differently? What do you think that is?
because I have renewed vigor. I have energy now, and I don't have any breathing problems whenever I walk anymore. I can walk at a fast pace, and I'm actually starting to pick up some stamina. So tomorrow,
How long did they say it would take?
well, you know, a lot of the times they base their beliefs on people that are a lot older than me, or maybe don't have the well, you know, everybody's a different, everybody's going to be a different story. So I've actually surprised everybody on the recovery that I've made. And I told you, and I've told everyone else. I told Lori in the Skype chat that you know, 3 days after surgery, I walked a half of a mile, and all of the doctors and the nurses in the hospital were just, you know, they were just really, really surprised, and they had never seen anybody do anything like that. And 5 days after surgery, the day I got released, I walked a full mile around the floor. And you know, I've been walking a mile and a half a day. No problems breathing whatsoever. Even out in the cold weather, it's, you know, it was like 6 degrees for a high today.
And still no problems, huh?
No, none whatsoever. No.
So you have more energy because that was a big issue.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So the
Well,
oxygen levels must have had a huge impact.
oh yes,
And
obviously.
then, so what are they doing then about physical therapy? Or I know we kind of talked about that, but and you said that they weren't doing much.
Well, I have a couple of breathing apparatuses that you know, I've been working with. One, I have to blow all my air out, and then the other I suck in, and it raises up this thing, and it's just a well, it just gives a parameter. It opens up my airways. It opens up my breathing, and helps me recuperate, and keeps me from getting pneumonia, I think.
Nice. Okay.
That's one
And
of the
then
worst
so
things. That's one of the worst things that people can get for open heart surgery is pneumonia.
So weird. Yeah. Well, okay. So then what are they saying about you know, recovery time? Obviously your recovery time is much faster, you know, than what they expected or what you expected.
Yeah.
But if full recovery is, you know, to where you have
They told me in the beginning, a doctor told me I might expect discomfort in my chest for a full month, but you know, it's been so good for 2.5 weeks. I haven't really had discomfort. I never went to the pharmacist and got my pain medication filled when I got
Wow.
released. Yeah, I was on some pain meds in the hospital there, but I just didn't really feel like I needed them. I felt so good.
Interesting. And so, I mean, what is your family thinking of this? Because, you know, they're watching it and seeing it.
Well, they don't want me to push too hard and do something stupid and mess something up. But yeah, they're really happy all about it too. Well, because you know, I am tomorrow. Actually, Wednesday is going to be 4 full weeks from surgery. I had it on the 6th, which was a
God,
Wednesday.
really? That seems amazing, doesn't it? Like that's just flown by.
Yes, it does. Yeah. I was home after 5 days. On the fifth day, I was home. I had surgery on Wednesday morning and Monday night, or the following Monday night, I was home. And
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah.
right. And so now what are they saying as far as, I mean, what's the next steps? What do they do next?
Day. Oh, you mean the doctor?
Yeah.
I go back and see him in about 2.5 weeks, but he's really impressed too. I told him about all the things that I'm doing, all the walking and stuff, and he just wants me to keep it all up. And he says, I'm sure he doesn't want me to get pneumonia, and I don't want to get pneumonia, that's for sure. But other than that, I think I'm doing pretty good as far as doing recovery stuff.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. I'm so glad to hear it. I'm so glad that it's gone so well. I think a lot of people had questions. We all kind of heard about it and we all were talking about it at different times, but we didn't get to hear the whole skinny. And now knowing that you're pretty much in full recovery, that's a big deal.
Yeah. I'm eating eggs in the morning for breakfast instead of other junk.
Good,
I could
sure.
be eating, yeah.
I'm having serious issues with chicken these days, but.
I'm eating like I don't know, like turkey and sliced chicken and stuff like that for lunch, and not really bad carbs or anything, but I'm having more veggies and stuff like that.
Good.
Getting more veggies.
Well, good. And what about, are you still doing green smoothies? Are you doing smoothies at all? Are you into that anymore?
I'd like to get back into it. Yeah, I just haven't done anything since the operation or whatnot, but I do want to get back into that. Yeah, because I know that's all good.
Well, for me, I mean, I don't know about other people, but for me, it's like I can just throw a whole bunch of good stuff into one blender, throw yogurt and ice on top of it, bunch of, whatever, and that's a pretty, to me, that's pretty much the substance that I have until I eat lunch, later in the afternoon or whatever. But I mean, I put nuts in there and I put, flax seeds. Sometimes I put oatmeal. I do peanut butter ones. I do all kinds of stuff.
Hemp seeds, yeah.
Yeah, I put a lot in there. So that's always just, and that's kind of, I think I do that more because I'm not that into the food. So it's easy for me to just make a smoothie. I get the calories that I need and, I go on with my day.
I mean, what I don't drink, I can save for later, put it in the refrigerator, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, I do. I usually end up drinking it by 10 or 11 o'clock, but in the morning when I wake up, I'll, I make my decaf with the almond milk and I do this whole little thing and then I do my smoothie and then I put the rest of the blender into the refrigerator either until the girls get up or until I drink it later. And it's sometimes I'll put it back on the blender. One of the things that I found is so they have a place called Jamba Juice here. I don't know if they have that there or not, but basically it's just a smoothie place. But like all their smoothies taste amazing and they have like a really distinct texture and they're just really good. And in reading the recipes, what I found is how they get them to have the certain texture is with ice. So I started adding, 4 or 5, 6 ice cubes into my smoothies and it just gives it that, I don't know, kind of like that perfect light texture, instead of it being, like really like so thick or you know what I mean? It's like it makes it easier to drink, I guess. That's kind of my point.
Like a slushy?
Yeah, it seems more, I don't know, easy to go down, it's lighter.
I
Yeah,
doubt
definitely better.
if they're gonna know what a slushy is over there, but
Probably not. That's
that's
so
okay.
funny. Well, my little experience at Sonic, that was well presented, of course. Have I told everybody about the new puppy? I'm sure I have.
I don't know, but go ahead and tell us.
Oh, good God. So her name is Harley, Harlequin. And of course, I'm always rescuing animals. And so this one came, she had been back and forth to the shelter because she's very hyperactive. She is border collie and some kind of mix. We have no idea. At first, I thought maybe Great Dane because she's got the markings. But she doesn't seem to be growing to be huge. And she's about medium size, but she's starting to bulk out now. So I'm thinking more pit bull or boxer mix, which is kind of interesting. But she's livened up my whole house. No, Emmy, kind of being the grouchy old bitch that she was, is now playing like a puppy. You wouldn't believe it. She jumps around and gets the toys and chases the puppy and does tug of war and everything with the puppy. It's so cute, Stephen. You'd just die. And Naughty Pants even plays with her.
Yeah, that's what you were saying. I'm trying to explain to Joan what a slushie is. Slushie is kind of a well, it's kind of a crushed, but it's also
It's a syrup
blended.
base. All they do is add, they take ice, you crush it up really fine, you
It's
add a
blended, yeah.
sugar water base, and then you add a syrup to make the flavoring. So, like, this
Yes.
sugar water comes out in the cup, and then you add whatever flavoring you want, which there's a, there's 100. So, like,
Yeah,
at
there's.
Sonic, you could get watermelon, grape, apple, peach, mango. I mean, they even had green tea flavoring.
Yeah, I gotta tell on you also, Sherry. Last week when you were driving down the road, we were talking, and you let out a oh, and I said, "What's wrong?" And he said, "Oh, there's a dog, a stray dog walking down the street there." I said, "Well, maybe he might not be stray. Just keep on driving, Sherry. Keep on driving."
Keep on driving. I know. Well, it's so funny because I've moved into this new neighborhood, and the animal control, they know me well now because I've already dropped off a couple dogs. Normally I keep them all, but I am at my max now. I have five, and that's enough. I can't do any more. But yeah, I have a hard time. There was a dog that I picked up the other day that somebody just dropped off at the park, and he had been there for 2 days. Somebody else had seen him, and he wouldn't let anybody pick him up. So Barbara convinced him that she was the one, and we got him, gave him a bath, fed him, and then took him down to the animal control. Well, then I started feeling guilty, and so I went back the next day, and he had already been adopted out. So.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Well, yeah, somebody picked him up. I don't know if he was adopted or if his family picked him up or whatever, but at least he wasn't there, so I didn't end up with another dog. God, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I'm living in the place I'm living, and pretty much my whole life revolves around these animals, and it is what it is, I guess. I think, I don't know if I've told everybody, or I don't know if I didn't do a show yesterday, but I am going back to school. And that's been a huge deal for me. I got accepted into a medical program here in the state of Colorado, and I was super excited about it. It's an alternative medicine program that they're offering. It's a Western and Eastern medicine combination. Seemed very exciting. And after getting into more of it and doing more research and feeling my age, I have decided to not go into medical. I am going to take, a few classes here and there, but I'm gonna go back into politics, I think. I'm gonna experiment with lobbying, federal law. There's some classes that I need to take, some CLEs and some other things. I want to take a federal bar and see where I could be placed. In that division. So saying that and going in that direction is a lot different, obviously, than the holistic stuff that I've been doing. And I think what I came to is that we've been talking about, and I've been saying for such a long time, it's always within. It's within, it's within, it's within. And our judicial system, our governmental systems, the way that the people are being led or
Well,
misled.
I just thought of something too. It's kind of macabre, but we talked the other night about I was kind of hoping that you aren't going to get set up and stuff like that. But being a lawyer, working for a firm, it's a little bit different than working for the system itself, working for the w whether it's going to be the state government or the federal government. You're going to be playing with
Oh, it's a totally, you're right. It's a totally different deal. 'Cause I have been, I mean, and I've said this to you. I don't know if I've told other people this. I'm sure I have, but you know this. I was spoiled at the law firm that I worked for as long as I did. I mean, the guys there, they brought me breakfast every day. I was spoiled rotten.
Yeah, until you got on the bad side, huh? Until you.
Well, and yeah, and then now I'm blackballed, but that even is what it is. I made a choice. I took a stand in something that, I'm not willing to participate anymore. And that's part of, going into politics, granted.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get into. It's a dog of a different color. It's more of a vicious dog than what working for a law firm was. You're going to be playing with the pit vipers and the big dogs, you know?
Well, and that's, I guess, the difference was, is I was still playing with those big boys, but I was playing in a different field because they were in trouble.
Uh-huh.
Do you see? So it's... I don't feel intimidated necessarily by the stature of it. I feel more like I want to do more writing. I do want to go in, you know, going into court and doing all of that when I was younger was exciting. And, you know, it felt like I was accomplishing something. But the more you get to know and the more that you understand how our judicial system really works and you get to know the people behind the scenes, you do understand that it's just bullshit.
Well, you're gonna be playing with the controllers. You're not gonna be playing
right.
with.
That's what I want, and that's more of it's one of those things where it comes down to what are we gonna do? Are we gonna sit around and talk about it, or are we gonna get on the inside and change it? Because we can't change it from the outside.
Well,
we've been trying that for years.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, that's what I've been doing for 5 years now. I knew I had to do something, and you know, I was actually one of those people that. Kept saying, well, why isn't somebody doing something? Why isn't somebody telling us about this stuff? And then it occurred to me, well, I'm somebody. So, you know, I started to do something about it.
Well, it's hard to know what to do. And it's hard to even know who to approach or how to approach things or to even get people to listen. Or, you know, there's all of these things that stand in the way of just your average person making changes. But it can be done and it can be facilitated in a way to where if we start a movement, then people can join the movement without being afraid of individuality, which is, you know, or being separated. Or
you know,
being...
I am a believer of that old, what was it, the late 80s baseball film with, what's his name?
The Field?
Yeah, something or whatever. Baseball player told him, he said, you build it and they will come.
And that's what I think truly needs to happen. And that's why I've decided to just go ahead and go back. I had let my license go. I had, you know, gotten away from the bar. I had quit the law firm, you know, created a lot of enemies. And then just decided, you know what, it doesn't matter. You know, I was going to go into a totally different direction because I felt that I had done my time there. But the truth is that the people need a voice. And the way that our judicial system is set up and the way that our government is playing and the lobbying and all of these other things, if we don't get into those areas, if we don't become the lobbying, if we don't become the judges, if we don't become the DAs, if we don't do those types of things, then we're losing the battle. I mean, it's to the point of where we can't fight it from the outside. That's what happens. That's why people end up in jail. That's why they end up people losing their houses and doing all these things. But if we fight it from the inside, you get somebody from the inside that starts battling it with the people. Well, then all of a sudden the whole game changes. And I'm not saying that that's, you know, I went into criminal law thinking that that's what I was going to do. I was going to save the world through criminal law because everybody was, you know, had a right to this and that. Yeah. And that turned out to be a joke.
A big joke.
A big joke.
On you.
You know, you get as much justice as you can afford.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you know, it's called criminal justice. It's just us.
Criminal just us is exactly right.
Yeah.
And that, you know, it's to the point of where I guess that's, you know, I really got my head slammed in over and over again and felt that, you know, that I had to get away from it because I was in a firm that even though I was really spoiled and I was sheltered, I was seeing the other side on a regular basis, the favors, the, you know, the way that the justice system works with the money and how much, you know, you can buy and the justice that you can pay for and the justice that you don't get if you don't have money. You know, that was the hardest part for me. And so I started taking on cases and doing a lot of pro bono and all of that. Well, then you starve to goddamn death.
And that's when you start getting in trouble too, wasn't it?
Exactly. It's like, you know, so then, it's like they've kind of got you coming and going. And so it's like, okay, I still do some of the consulting. You know, if people get into trouble and they want to know, you know, what I did for that firm was I was the backdoor person. So I was the one who was responsible for finding the way out. And that seems to be, so that's kind of the forte that I've come, you know, continued on with in my consulting, but it's just small pieces. And now what I'm hoping to be able to do is actually take that same type of consulting and with lobbying, put that out there in advertising type of things, you know, getting it out to the public, talking about not just having public service ads saying save a fucking tree, like let's save some people, you know.
yeah
you know, or let's fix some things because it's so I'm sorry, Harley is out of control. This puppy, I cannot freaking control her.
Well, if you want to mute, I'll go ahead and say something here for a few seconds.
Yeah, but for a minute, let me see if I can figure out what she's doing. She's chewed something up all over the freaking place. Oh my God. I'll be right back.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I know you can hear me, but you're muted. But I don't know if you've heard, but Barry Prince has got a show on Friday night now, and Sunshine is going to be doing Tuesdays just before me. I'm going to be producing both of them, and Sunshine is going to be with Stone. I don't remember his last name now. I know Lee. You know. Stone Lee, yes. Yeah, they're going to be on Tuesdays just before me, and Barry is on Fridays.
I like all three of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, they all have a lot to say. Stone and I, like, we have, you know, there's a lot of jokes about Stone.
Well, you know, Stone can be a interrupter, but
he's hard to do a show with if you have anybody else. But I'll tell you, one of the things he triggered a lot of my rabbit hole
searching,
whatever you want to call it, in the last couple of months with the AI
research.
Yeah, and it wasn't just that. I mean, he kind of threw me into a hole that took me a while to dig out of.
Yeah.
With the artificial intelligence, my mind and the way that I see things is definitely different than a lot of people. And
mine is too, I think. Yeah. Did you see the videos I passed you last week?
Yeah.
What do you think about that subject?
Well, let's talk about it. I mean, there's so much that has gone on, and it seems like that every time I turn around, they're talking about how they're going to integrate the, you know, the artificial intelligence into the banking system.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like the banking system,
You know, to tell you the truth, I have been seeing all these people talk about Bitcoin and stuff like that. You know, I thought you were just going to mention that. But as far as I know, you can't really buy anything with Bitcoin. And you may not ever be able to buy anything with Bitcoin. Supposedly, it's, I don't know, was like $10,000 for one Bitcoin or some kind of BS like that. But, you know, I have no faith in it, and I have no trust in it, because supposedly there's nobody running this. It's all run by an AI computer, and it's
that's what's supposed to be good about it. Is it supposed to be set up? Now, I think this is bullshit. I'm going to be honest with you now, because I, Chris Stromlin and some other people over in Norway that are connected with the European Union and other big organizations, they have actually created something very similar. And
well, I just don't trust it, because I think it's going to be, you know, they've already started, I think since 2012 or 2013, they started doing the same practices with home mortgages and stuff like that. The videos I sent you last week were about home mortgages and the MERS scandal and stuff.
Oh, I
like
must
that.
Have only watched the one about the banking and the government, like where they were talking about being able to, I mean, basically what the guy was saying, correct me if I'm wrong, is that once they get the electronic artificial intelligence implanted into everyone, and they're able to completely control the money system through, like what you're talking about, through Bitcoin or through some other electronic
it's probably going to be the debit card, because I think by a certain date, all the debit cards are supposed to have a chip in them.
They do here now. Like, you can't even.
Yeah, mine is.
I tried not to hit mine because I just tried to keep using my old card. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they canceled it and sent me a new one.
With a chip in it, right? Yep.
Yeah, exactly. You can't even get one. Now, here's what's weird is because Sonic is such a slave labor industry, they do not and will not allow their employees, because they actually issue bank cards as opposed to issuing checks. They give you a Visa card, and they will not allow their employees to have chipped cards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how is that working?
Yeah, I know there's been at least one movie, if not two, in the last 10 or 12 years or so, going back to that premise where everybody is going to have, you know, everything is going to be electronically based. Your entire life is going to be electronically based. And the premise of these, well, at least the one movie, I don't remember what the name of it is, and I still haven't been able to come across it yet, but that's where this guy finds out something or he does something, and he's being chased by the government and the corporations, and he is having a hard time getting away from the entire system, and he's just electronically tracked everywhere all over the earth, it seems, and they're steps ahead of him. And I wish I could find the movie, but I know that there's at least one, maybe two, or maybe even more movies that are based on that premise.
Well, you don't even have to watch the movie, Steven. You watch some documentaries on the new science stuff that they got coming out. The doctor, Deborah Drake, the machine and the technology that she was referring to, the same technology that Karen McDonald uses, that NASA uses, that all of these major corporations. I am so sorry about this dog. I don't know what to do with her.
Don't worry about her.
Harley, stop. You're super naughty girl. Oh my God, she's so cute. Anyway, they stop. They are already talking about basically what they do with this scan is they scan you from a satellite, right? So they connect into the satellite through this program, this medical program. They connect it to a satellite, they get your location, and they tag into your body.
Right.
And then they can read every single inside code. They know your blood pressure. They know anything that's going on in you. Anything. They can see everything.
Yep. That's why they want this 5G network.
Exactly. Well, they can already do that. If they already have this technology, it's already out there. You can buy it. I mean, it's expensive. But if that's already the case, can you imagine the things that we don't know about? I mean, Star Trek is not far away.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah.
Barbara just got home. Oh, so now the puppies are super, super happy.
She'll go off and play with Barbara now, huh?
Oh, yeah. So now I can close the door because I don't have to watch them.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, so now we get a little more peace. Now I just have Forrest in here.
But yeah, it's really... I don't think ironic is a very good word, but poignant. That's a better word. How many technologies get introduced after they're into movies or TV shows or something like that, you know?
Oh, I think that's, I mean, I've been watching some of these shows that I have not been a big TV person for years and years. You know, even people would tell me about different programs or whatever. I'd watch a couple of the series. Magicians I did end up getting really into. But normally I just am not into it. I lose interest too quickly. But I've been watching The Flash. And it seems like every episode there is some type of disclosure.
Uh-huh.
Like I've started writing it down because they're talking about dimensional realities. They're talking about Earth 2. They're talking about all of these things and basically it's not that there's an Earth 1 and an Earth 2, but what it is they call it Earth 1 and Earth 2 because it's from the future and they've learned in the future then to time travel and going back and forth, and they use wormholes.
You know, they've talked about the last few years, science has talked about terraforming Mars.
Well, I just watched a program yesterday that somebody had sent me where they were showing, you know, that the moon, the way that the moon rotates and the way that we rotate is the moon is always and only facing one direction.
Yeah. Us.
Right? The one side we only
we can only see one side. Yeah, we can only see like 46% of it or something like that.
Right. And so they were saying that they were saying that basically it would be very easy
to
do whatever they wanted on the other side of the moon and nobody would have a freaking clue.
Well, there's been reports of bases over there. There's been reports of alien activity. There's been historical evidence going back to quite a few societies that tell of our moon being placed in our vicinity in the last 30,000 years.
Well, that's what the show, it was so weird because this one, they had a, you know, of course, a group of scientists, and the one scientist, he's showing that if you have a large surface and it's hit by meteors, right, and it's hit by a certain velocity, that it creates a certain distance, right?
Uh-huh.
Also then creates a certain depth. But these craters that have hit the moon...
They're all uniform. They're all uniform, aren't they?
They're not just uniform. They don't have the depth.
Yes.
So what they're saying is that basically it's like the meteor is hitting something extremely hard on the inside and bouncing off.
Yeah.
So it's still hitting and creating the length of the meteor. You know what I'm saying? So you see the length, but there's no depth.
Does the Death Star come to mind?
They were showing that too. They were showing the whole freaking thing. I was just like, holy fucking shit. Especially with, you know, everybody's talking about everything being revealed, being revealed, being revealed. Well, you know, everybody, it's just ironic to me. And you tell me if you think that this is weird. The order that they're bringing out the Star Trek movies.
Oh, that's no accident.
Exactly. And don't but it's not in 1, 2, 3, 4, right? It's not in the order that it should be.
I think it was like 7 and 8 first or something. I don't know what
ridiculous, kind of right?
crazy order, yeah.
And now they've come out with this new one, but somebody told me, and I haven't seen it to be honest, but somebody told me that you don't want to see this one without seeing the one previously because they're completely tied in together.
Yeah.
And the whole thing about those, you know, I guess it's funny because in the conspiracy world, and when people start talking about JFK and the space program and, you know, different things as to why he was assassinated, I have rarely heard the actual connections that actually bind those things together. And what it was... go ahead.
I talked to... Well, I'm actually going to be playing it tomorrow. Tomorrow's my show. I'm not going to be able to play the entire thing because I talked to him for 3 hours and 30-some-odd minutes. But Professor James Fetzer up there in Wisconsin, he's probably one of the best researchers you would ever want to come across, talk to about both the Kennedy assassination and probably 9/11. And
but I mean, was he saying, because this is, I mean, this is more confirmation, but was he saying that, because what I heard is that it wasn't...
What he was saying was Kennedy was going to get, or Kennedy may not have gotten the nomination if it hadn't been for Johnson. Johnson had to be on that ticket with Kennedy, no matter what, all of the other BS. But Kennedy may not have gotten the nomination if it hadn't been for Johnson, because they didn't think Johnson was going to get it by himself, but they needed Johnson to be president at some time. They knew long before the election that Kennedy was never going to make it through his first term, and Johnson was going to become president. They needed Johnson in the White House, but they didn't think he was going to make it on his own.
Well, and I guess the whole thing about that, it comes down, okay, so how the movies, God damn, that like puts a whole nother spin into it.
Doesn't it though? Now my mind's
going in this other whole freaking direction, because that I was going into the direction of like the space program, because one of the things that one of the main guys that writes for South Park and the hell is his name? I cannot, if I said it, everybody would know exactly
Mike Judge?
What you're talking about. Who?
Mike Judge?
No, it's somebody else. But he's somebody that basically he's like the son of somebody who was connected into the space program. And that's how it got. That's how Kennedy found out about the space program, if I'm understanding this right, before he became president.
Sure.
Because it was he was involved in an alumni where one of the sons was I don't know. I get it confused because one of the sons was
one
of the head producer's sons, and then one was the head of NASA's sons, and they were like communicating.
I think there's photographic evidence of Kennedy with other top NASA officials and stuff like that. And
I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
There was so much going on, and that, you know, I don't know how true this is either. I have been told that Trump does not have third level access, which means he has not been given access to the space program. Now, I don't know if that's true. How the fuck would I know? But that's what I did hear.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that would be funny because the whole thing is that, you know, and the reason that I bring up the author that was, you know, okay, so there was the big producer, the big movie producer and his son, and then the big NASA guy and his son and Kennedy, the three boys were all involved with each other and relaying information. And so, and then that was how then somehow through the space program, it was getting the producers of these movies getting actual information from the space program. Like there was, the connection is so clear.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry, I'm making it sound retarded.
It's just
mind blowing. And I'm still chewing on it. That's part of why I'm stuttering over it, is it was like, because the assassination of Kennedy, you think of it as being, you know, the assassination of a president. Obviously, there's reasoning and there's all these things, you know, But you don't ever think, oh, well, he's involved with aliens, or he's, trying to out the banking system, because that was the other big thing, is that he was trying to alleviate the debt system. I don't know if that's true. That's what I heard. That's
Well,
I don't.
he did bring back a I think a silver-based currency or something, or gold-based currency or whatever it was.
Yeah, he was trying to get us away from the cartel,
The
the
cabal.
Illuminati, whatever people want to call it,
The
because
cabal,
that's, yeah, because that's who is running our government, and that is our government. I mean, we don't, it's
Actually,
not.
you want to know who runs our government? It's the multi-corporate, it's the mega corporations.
But see, here's the funny thing about it is you have all these pawns. It's like, God, this is what was so crazy about Flash. They were actually comparing like the universe, the planet, to a chess game, and like different ways that you would play, and how the pawns don't even know about the back line. Do you see what I'm saying? And that's exactly what we have going on here. It's like you have your worker bees, you have your everyday life people, and then you have your a little bit higher class that are, they're making more money, they're contributing a little bit more, they're entrepreneur, whatever they're doing. Then you have the above them. And who knows how many layers that actually goes up. Mother, I mean, I was just reading this thing where, I mean, there's people that are, oh, this is what, oh, I, God dang it, this is like totally off the fucking chart. I gotta bring this up because I just remembered. Did you hear about them losing another something trillion goddamn dollars?
Well, I don't ever pay attention to it, but how can
So,
no, they didn't lose it. They just
they didn't lose
they're
it. It's
claiming that they
like
lost it.
five
It's just
trillion.
it's gone into the mega corporation's pocket. That's all it is.
No, where it's gone is Antarctica or the space
Right,
program
but it's
or
still going into mega corporate. It's still going into corporations' pockets, though.
somewhere. But I think it's going into things that we have no idea about. I think it's going into, like I said, like these space programs, these, what in the fuck is going on in Antarctica?
Black op programs, yeah.
Yeah, because everybody can sit there and go, oh, well, they're just doing research, or they're doing that, whatever. No, anybody on the planet, you can look, go on Craigslist, get on anywhere, and type in jobs in Antarctica, and their pages and pages and pages, and they're all science or military.
And
So,
that's all there is just science and military.
and it's like, okay, so wait a second. But then you start looking and you start finding that there's like different classifications of military as well. So like some of them you'll look and you have to have this kind of clearance, or there's this, or there's that, or then there's janitorial. I mean, there's every kind of anything that you can think of, but you have everything requires clearance, high clearance, which means that you can never have tripped acid.
No DMT, huh?
No DMT, no acid, no. Well, because that's the whole thing in the United States. If you've ever tripped a full hit of acid, they consider you clinically insane.
Why
I don't know,
is that?
but that's what they say. They can. So, like, if you go into get if you go into the CIA or any of that kind of stuff.
I bet I know why. Because you're not so easily to fall for their BS.
Well, so there's a whole thing about the DMT and acid that supposedly thins the lining of dimensional layers and all these other things, because most of it is through the connection, the vibrational waves through the brain. So there's all this stuff that they're claiming, and but what happens with acid is that it stores in the fat tissue of the body, and so that's why people have flashbacks. It's like, so if you like trip acid as a teenager or whatever, or as a young adult, and then in your 30s or 40s, all of a sudden you'll, see something, or see something that you saw then. For me, it was everything turned green, and then 20 years later, everything turned green. Anyway, that is from the fat tissue. So basically, as that fat burns through your body or whatever,
You don't have any
the
fat.
acid. I know. I've been working on that. I swear. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go into 2018. I'm gonna get up in the morning. I'm gonna walk the dog. I'm gonna do all this stuff. Yeah, it was like 6 degrees. The wind's blowing.
Put a thick, heavy coat on and big boots. That's all I'm doing.
I thought about it. I did think about it, and then I didn't do a motherfucking thing all day. Anything. I made more cookies. That's what I did. Because I ate them all. And I didn't want my kids to know that I ate them all. So I made more. Oh, obnoxious. Anyway, all right. Well, it's like 6:30 now.
Yeah, it's 8:30 here. That means it's actually it's 1:30 over there.
Damn, it's late.
Yeah.
Most people have to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
It's always nice to connect with people on PIR. Don't forget that donate button. Anybody who's listening
Absolutely.
or to hear the podcast.
If you like what we're doing, hit that donate button.
Right, don't forget us, and I hope everyone has a happy new year. And Steven, I'm looking forward to all the things to come this year.
Yes, me too. Thank you, everyone. I'll see everyone tomorrow.